Chapter 5. Dupin's Surprise. About a month later, the prefect visited us again. He found us doing the same thing as the last time he visited. We were sitting in our chairs, thinking and smoking our pipes. He took a pipe and a chair, and we talked in a light way for a while. Finally, I said, "Well, Gilbert, what happened to the stolen letter? I guess that you have finally decided that the minister has beaten you."
"Yes, that fox has won. I did search the house again, as Dupin suggested, but it was all a waste of time. I knew it would be."
"How much did you say the reward was?" asked Dupin.
"Well, it was a lot. It was a very generous reward. I don't really want to say exactly how much, but I would give anyone who could get that letter 50,000 francs. I wouldn't mind giving them the money at all. The reward is much more than that. The fact is, it is becoming more and more important to find this letter. The reward was recently doubled, but even if it was 1,000,000 francs, I wouldn't know what more I could do."
"Yes, of course," said Dupin casually, between puffs on his pipe. "But I do think that you have not tried hard enough to find the letter. You could have done a little more, couldn't you?"
"How? In what way?"
"Well, you could have asked for advice, couldn't you?"
"But I have,"
said the prefect, looking a little confused.
"I would pay for advice. I really would give 50,000 francs to anyone who would help me with this case."
"In that case, you can write me a check," replied Dupin. He opened a drawer and took out a checkbook. "When you have written it, I will give you the letter." I was shocked. The prefect looked like he was frozen to his chair. For several minutes, he did not say a word or move at all. He just looked at Dupin with his mouth open and his eyes open wide. Then he recovered a little, and he picked up a pen. He wrote a check for 50,000 francs, pausing many times to stare at Dupin. He handed it across the table to Dupin, who examined it carefully and put it in his wallet. Then he unlocked a drawer in his desk, took out a letter, and gave it to Gilbert. The prefect took the letter lovingly and carefully, as if it were a small child. He opened it with shaking hands and read it quickly. Then he suddenly struggled out of his chair and rushed out the door. We heard him run along the hall and out the front door. He hadn't said a word since Dupin asked him to write the check. With the prefect gone, my friend began to explain what had happened. "The Parisian police," he said, "are very good at what they do. They never give up, and they are ingenious and cunning. They know a lot about dealing with ordinary crimes, so when Gilbert told us how he had searched Drouin's property, I was sure that he had done a good job, for an ordinary crime."
"For an ordinary crime?" I said.
"Yes," said Dupin. "The prefect searched the house perfectly. He is the best at what he does. If the letter had been hidden by someone of average intelligence, he would have found it." I laughed, but he seemed quite serious about what he was saying. I glanced at my watch and realized that I had to go. I was curious about what more Dupin had to say on the matter. We decided to meet again the following afternoon.